This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And our first guest this second hour is a country star who's had a lot of hits in his lifetime. He's done a lot of stuff, too, not only in front of the audiences singing, but also back in the behind the scenes, working as a promotion man for record companies. Our friend T.G. Shepherd will be joining us. He's got a brand new CD that he just released called Midnight in Memphis. Then, it's hard to believe, but it has been 50 years this May of the release of the movie Midnight Cowboy, starring Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. Glenn Frankel has written a fascinating book called The Shooting of Midnight Cowboy. He'll be joining us. And then we'll be chatting with actor Tim Murphy. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with my first guest the second hour, T.G. Shepherd.
This is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
I can make you cry, make you laugh, make you pray, or make you dance if I sound just right and my words are true. I'll always be with you. I'm a song.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Actually, what you're listening to is our next guest, who's been our friend on the show for many, many years. That's off of his current CD, Midnight in Memphis, called I'm a Song, and I love it too. Joining us right now is T.G. Shepherd. T.G., welcome to the show. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Ron, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again. Thanks for playing that. It's kind of fun to get new music out again.
I got to tell you something. I love that song and a lot of songs from the Midnight in Memphis. And you talk about getting songs back out again. You're getting ready to go back on the road again. That's great news. Tell us about it.
Well, it's been a tough year. You know, gosh, it's time to go to work now. I've got bills to pay. So I'm going to get back out and go to Texas next week, and hopefully I can jump on stage and remember the words to the songs. It's been so long, but I have a whole newfound appreciation for performing. I've really, really missed it.
Now, you mentioned about going back. Are they in, I guess, COVID mode? I work as a singer, too, with a 15-piece orchestra with a tribute to
right.
American Bandstand, and every place
right.
and I talked to her, and I said, well, you know, we seat 1,000 people, but we only allow like 200 in. Is that the case for you, too?
Well, not so much in Texas, because they've totally opened up now. But,
yeah, that's right.
In some places we're going into, Ron, we're having to do two shows, because, you know, yourself being a performer, the promoter has to at least break even or make some money.
Right.
And you can only play to half a house. So, you know, but it's hopefully going to open all the way back up here in the next few months.
Well, I tell you, we're all anxious to see you back out there. There's no doubt. And, of course, we invite everybody to go to tgshepherd.com for the tour dates and all kinds of things that are happening in his life. And this song that we just played, did you not debut this on the Huckabee Show?
Yeah, I debuted it on Huckabee a few weeks ago. And, you know, I felt it was time appropriate for this song, Ron, because, I mean, you being a song man, you know the importance of a song and what it says.
Oh, sure.
And this song is a time appropriate because we've lost so many great performers and friends this year, like Joe Diffie and, gosh, Kenny Rogers and Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels, Mac Davis, KT Osmond. So this song is from the song's perspective, that after the singer leaves us, the music lives on. So it was just so time appropriate to come with this song.
Boy, and when you mentioned all those singers, I got the chills, because we certainly have lost a ton of them. And unfortunately, I don't think it's ending there. You know, you had a very remarkable start in this business, and then you went into the promotion business for a while. You know who else did that, TG? Is Tony Orlando. Tony, you know, he worked early 60s as a singer, then went in as an A&R man, I think, for Columbia Records for a while.
I'll give you two more. Kenny Rogers and Mac Davis were promotion men, too.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, they sure were. Yeah. So it's kind of a, I guess it's a backdoor way of going into the business. I mean, those two guys did good, Kenny and Mac.
But, you know, I wonder, for people like yourself, here you are at that period of your career, and you're looking for songs and promoting other artists, when you know down deep inside that you could do those songs equally or even better than the artist that you're bringing on board. That's got to be frustrating sometimes, you know?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, very frustrating. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, the song really and truly is a catalyst for a career. If you pick great songs and you do them fairly well or the best you can, then you have longevity in this business.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't have to have, and you've had. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 21 number one hits and being ranked among the top 100 country artists of all time. But you're right. You could have one, maybe two hits, and you could make a career out of it. I mean, look at Fabian. I mean, he's made a career out of like one song.
I'm a huge Fabian. I'm really his wife is a sweetheart at Gladys Maxine. And no, I always thought if I could get one or two hit records, number ones, I would be complete and fulfilled, and I was. But I never dreamed that it would turn into 21 number one hits. But it's enabled us to work for a long, long time.
Joe Esposito, our mutual friend, the late Joe E., tells a great story to me, because he and I were partners on a couple of ventures together, how Elvis gave you your first tour bus just a year before he died. Tell us that story, TG, because that showed the relationship you had with Elvis.
Well, you know, it was a great gift, and it came just at the right time, Ron. I mean, it really did. I mean, but you know, the bus was not the great gift. I mean, the bus gift gave me the gift of confidence that if he believed in me enough to buy me a tour bus, then I needed to really push hard and try to make it, not to let him down. So the gift of confidence was really the great gift, more than just the tour bus.
And understandably so. I mean, to get his endorsement is a huge shot. For a couple of years, you had the T.G. Shepherd's Theater in the Smokies. Lake Branson, because I used to play there with Ed McMahon, Lake Branson is really, really nice for a singer like yourself to be able to not travel, not have a different sound system every night, not have to put up with staff that doesn't know what's going on at a particular theater, and you can go home and sleep in your own bed at night. I mean, that is really the perfect thing, but you got out of there after a couple of years.
Well, you know, I'm a road warrior. I'm sure you're the same way. I mean, it's great to have a residence, and that's one of the Vegas things are so big right now for so many. I do miss the road. I miss a different environment, everything, a different theater. But you are at the mercy of sound systems and lighting systems that might not be as good as some. But, you know, it is a luxury to be able to perform in one place and have the controlled environment environment that you are familiar with every night.
You have really had a career that is so varied. We mentioned about, of course, the promotion. You were in the bed and breakfast business for a while. You did some work for NASCAR and Folgers Coffee. And you opening act for The Animals, Jan and Dean, and The Beach Boys. That's pretty good to start things off with. They were great bands, and some still around. But you have really broken the mold as far as the very things that you do. I mean, you're kind of like, as they say in the business, a full package.
Well, the thing is, I believe we all need to do things in our life to keep what we love fresh. And music is my life. Mm-hmm. But if I do other things that are diversions, it gets me away from music occasionally. Then when I come back to the music, if it's just once a week, it's fresher and I enjoy it more. I don't suffer burnout quite as much.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point. And we mentioned Elvis before. I think that was probably one of his problems, is the fact that he only did one thing at a time, either movies or a lot of concerts, and never really varied from there. You have gotten involved, as we mentioned before, in a lot of aspects of life.
Well, you know, I've made a new venture in my life recently. I've ventured over into your arena, and it's not an easy arena, radio. I mean, recently, a year and a half or so ago, I signed up to do the T.G. Shepherd Show on Sirius XM's Elvis Radio. And
right.
Wow. I know now why you make the big money. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, and I got to say something, Ron. There's nobody that does it better than you. I mean, perfection. Every time I talk with you now, I'm learning something new that I apply to my show, because you are just make it sound effortlessly, and that's the mark of a true professional.
Well, I appreciate that. And you read that just the way I sent it over to you, so, you know, I'm taking orders really good today. I failed to mention that, ladies and gentlemen. TG, Sirius XM, the Elvis Radio. And, you know, don't be hard on yourself. You're great at it. I tell you who else graduated into this. I don't know what's graduated or what you call it. But Tony Orlando now does an evening show on Saturday night on WABC. And he called me up one day and he said, "How the hell do you do this every day?" You know what?
I'll ask the same question. How do you do that? I do it once a week and it wears me out. I mean, it takes me all week to prepare for a 4-hour show on Fridays on Sirius XM. But I mean, you just make it, as I said a while ago, make it sound just effortlessly. And you know, interviews with people are only conversations between two people.
Right.
And I can truthfully say, my friend, that you have mastered the art of conversation.
Well, I appreciate that. Somebody asked me one time, what is the secret to that thing? Because I used to be a music disc jockey for a ton of years before I did talk radio. And I always refer to what my idol in the business was, Johnny Carson. And I said, you have to be one of three things. Oh, you have to be all of these, actually. You have to be inquisitive. You have to be a good listener. And a little BS helps a little bit along the way, too.
I'll tell you what.
And TG, we're going to pause for a second. TG Shepherd is our guest, and TG and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
CD that's out right now called Midnight in Memphis. We're talking about my friend T.G. Shepherd, who has been nice enough to stay with us for another segment on a very busy schedule that he's on. And we were talking before we went into that break what it takes to be a good radio or television host, because T.G. is now a host of the T.G. Shepherd Show on Sirius XM Elvis Radio. And we were talking about a lot of things that you need to know before you kind of get involved in running a talk show, right, T.G.?
When you mentioned Johnny Carson, there was nobody that will ever be able to do it like he did. He was just a master.
He was the master, and to survive that many years and be fresh the day he ended as the day he started, and to think of what we've got now in late night television is rather depressing. You know,
I agree.
There's no
agree.
Comedy. You know, you watch those shows to kind of like end the day and have a little jest in your life, and now you got three guys that are doing exactly what you see on cable news networks all night long. It's hard to get.
Yeah. Totally. Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more.
Are you going to get down to the Florida area during this upcoming tour?
Well, I hope so. I did do my first concert date a few weeks ago in January, matter of fact, in Weirsdale at the Opry there, the Orange Blossom Opry. Thank goodness I remember the words to the songs. It's been so long. But I will probably get down to Miami before too long in that area of Florida to visit my dear friend Barry Gibb. He and his wife are very close friends of my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
But, I vacation in Florida. When I hang it up, it's going to be near the water. And
yeah.
So, no, I'll be down that way before too long.
You were at the Orange Blossom Opry in January?
Yeah, 29th. Yeah,
wow.
I was there playing to half a house. But,
yeah.
Of course, I was there. I had to do two shows. I love Florida. I love playing there. It's just, as I say, that's where I'll hang it up, is near the ocean.
Gosh, I wish the heck I'd have known that. I'd have been there with bells on. I'm actually scheduled to play there, I think, in about 2 months. It's a nice theater, though. I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah, Roger's a great guy, the guy that owns that thing. He's super super, super place to play, and the crowds are always very responsive, and it's just I can see why you would do great there. I mean, really and truly. And I want to come see you sometime, too, because, you know, I love orchestras and big band sounds, because when I go on the road, a lot of times I take a five-piece horn section with me.
Sure.
And, I love that big, I love to hear that brass pumping behind me. I'm sure you do, too.
You know, when I started doing this several years ago when I was a disc jockey, I used a four-man rhythm section. And I said, if I'm going to go back to doing this, as I started to, and I'm talking too much about myself now, you see, that's not what you're supposed to do. But anyway, when I went back to doing this, I said, if I can't have horns, if I can't have saxophones, trombones, and trumpets, then I don't want to do this. And I'm doing rock and roll stuff, but that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one nice thing about playing at where we're talking about is that the owner is a funeral director. So if you die, you just go, he just takes you.
And we've all died on stage a few times, haven't we, Ron?
Yeah, so it's very convenient. It's, actually, you get a 10% discount because it's like a it's a cure-all. It's a one-stop shop. We got to stay in contact, my friend, and I absolutely will be at your concert when you're down in this area, so let's make sure that we keep in contact. And much luck to you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, check out TG is on tgshepherd.com. And also T.G. Shepherd Show on Sirius XM, the Elvis Radio. And his new CD is out, Midnight in Memphis, where you can get everywhere, right, my friend?
You sure can. We'll send you an autographed copy right out if people want that.
Okay. T.G., stay safe. Be careful out on the road. Stay well. And I hope that you remember all the lyrics. I'm sure it's like a catwalk to you.
I will. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, Ron. Thank you so much.
T.G. Shepherd has been our guest. What a nice man. Really, I say that sincerely. And one great talent.
Ron, I'm telling you, nobody does it the way, and that's not BS. I'm telling you, nobody does it the way you do it, the way it's supposed to be done.
Wow. That is so nice of you to say, and thank you very much for that.
Ron, thank you so much, man. You take care and stay safe, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, T.G. Country music star T.G. Shepherd talking about a tour that he's embarking on, and also a brand new CD that he has out right now called Midnight in Memphis.
Oh, it's hard, it's hard. Time to get you off my mind. Forget the life I left behind and all the dreams that won't come true. Oh, it's hard, it's hard. Have a light glass of wine. It's early and I'm feeling fine. I'll soon be over you.
I saw this come across my desk the other day, and I thought it might be interesting. It's the 20 happiest cities in America. And I'm going to run down the list. See if you agree. Number 20, Seattle, Washington. Number 19, Rapid City, South Dakota. Number 18, Charleston, South Carolina. Number 17, Plano, Texas. Number 16, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number 15, Burlington, Vermont. Number 14, Pearl City, Hawaii. Number 13, San Francisco, California. Number 12, Irvine, California. And number 11, Sioux City Falls, South Dakota. Into the top 10, at number 10 is Santa Rosa, California. Then number 9 is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Number 8, Columbia, Maryland. Number 7, Lincoln, Nebraska. Number 6, South Burlington, Vermont. Number 5, San Jose, California. Number 4, Madison, Wisconsin. Number 3, Fargo, North Dakota. And number 2, Bismarck, North Dakota. And, drum roll please. That's the drum roll? That's a little bleak drum roll, don't you think? Well, anyways, the number one happiest city in America, according to a poll that was taken last week, is Fremont, California. I don't know if you agree with that, but that's what the survey says. I just want to remind everybody, you can check out our website, which is newly remodeled, at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, there's a little button on the left that says, listen to our latest show on demand. You can hit that and hear it. And there's a little button right next to it on the right that says archive. Press that. You can hear several of our shows that we've done in the past. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida became the third state to reach 2 million coronavirus infections, joining Florida and Texas. The latest number of total infections in the state reached about 2,005,000 on Saturday, with about 33,000 deaths recorded from the virus. Nearly 5 million Floridians have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. The CDC says nearly 1 in 6 adults in the U.S. have now been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has been detected for the first time in New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that's been called a variant of concern by the CDC. That variant is one of several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and two from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
stopping still. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Secchi today. And you're also listening to a song that was part of a successful movie back in 1969. In fact, it premiered on May 25th, I think, of that year, 52 years ago. And, of course, that was called Everybody's Talking. Our next guest is a gentleman who has written a couple of books about the Hollywood legends, including Searchers and High Noon. He has a new book out right now called Shooting Midnight Cowboy. Joining us is author Glenn Frankel. Hi, Glenn. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Happy to be here. Thanks.
I failed to mention here, and I want to say this, for many years at the Washington Post, winning a Pulitzer Prize in 1989, taught journalism at Stanford and the University of Texas at Austin, and the Motion Picture Academy Film Scholar. And what was the reason, after 52 years, to write this book?
Well, you know, I saw the film when it first came out. I was in college, and I always loved it. And I've taken, as you point out, to writing books about classic American movies, but not just about how the movies were made, but about the historical era they reflect. I think you can learn a lot about history when you watch a movie that reflects that time. And I was very interested in the late 60s. It's a very chaotic, event-filled time politically, but also culturally. The country is changing, more adult themes in movies. The old audiences, younger audiences are coming and looking for new kinds of films. And I remember that era, and I wanted to capture it. And there hadn't been a real book about Midnight Cowboy, a full book about it. So it just was an opportunity. I had no idea it'd be such a rich subject, though. I got to say, just listening to the music reminds me of that was such an important element in the movie. There were so many interesting things going on in the movie, the great costumes, great acting. I had no idea I was going to hit such rich terrain, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, I got to tell you, you and I have a lot in common then, because I have told John Voight on many occasions that movie had an impact on me in 1969. I'd lost my father the previous year, and I was going to college. I promised him that I would finish college because he wanted me to go to college. And I can remember distinctly, I was a disc jockey also on radio, I can remember walking down the street to go to the college and hearing that song and thinking to myself, I think everything's going to be okay. This had such an enormous impact on me that as I was putting this show together, I'm thinking about those days. So I have a lot of empathy with what you're talking about. I don't know what it was about that movie.
It really, sort of caught fire. I mean, the folks who made it loved doing it, but they didn't expect it was really going to make a dime, It's about a kid from Texas, Joe Buck, who comes up to New York on the bus, and he thinks he's going to become a male hustler and make money off lonely women. And, of course, that business model doesn't work at all. And people take advantage of him, and he finally befriends or slowly builds a friendship with an outcast, down-and-out hustler. And John Voight played Joe Buck, the big, handsome guy from Texas, very naive but very funny at times. And Dustin Hoffman plays the small, outcast guy from the Bronx. And the two of them are just fabulous together. It was Voight's first movie, and he and Hoffman are a great collaborative team. I mean, I don't think there's a better pair of performances in a modern American movie, by males anyway. And so, it's rich terrain, that's for sure.
And, of course, Hoffman was just coming off a lot of success with The Graduate, and you interviewed both Dustin Hoffman and John Voight for this. Now, this is the thing that I did not know about the movie, all right, and that is it had a lot of social value, too. First of all, it was, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, the only film at that point with an X rating ever to win a Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Is that true?
It's the first and the only one ever to do so. The rating system had just come in the previous year. And as I say, the rating system began as an effort to sort of open the doors a little bit and allow for more adult themes. They would be rated R or maybe even X. So the idea was to attract younger audiences and put some and reflect the era, which was, as you recall, a time of big changes, both culturally and politically. And this film, curiously, actually, this film was rated R originally by the Motion Picture Association, but the folks who made the movie at United Artists were a little concerned about the sex scenes, both the gay, heterosexual and gay sex scenes in it, and they rated it X themselves. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, to everybody's surprise, the movie did very, very well at the box office as well as critically, and sure enough, United Artists comes back to the association and gets it rated R after it won the Best Picture.
It's kind of opening the door for the LGBTQ movement, was it not?
It was. I mean, up until then, there were gay people depicted in movies, but the term was never used. Homosexuality was never used. And if you were a gay character in a movie, you were either going to end up dead at some point or, suffering greatly. It was like they should have put up a sign like we do with packs of cigarettes saying, homosexuality can be, dangerous to your health. That's the way they were treated. Midnight Cowboy is one of the first movies to do something very different.
Yeah.
And it opens up the doors, and it's a time, we're talking the late 60s, the Stonewall Tavern riots are about to occur in New York. In 1973, the American Psychiatric Association finally recognizes that homosexuality is not a mental illness. I mean, lots of things are changing, and Midnight Cowboy helps push all that along in the culture.
Glenn, could you make a movie out of the book? In other words, making a movie about a movie?
It's interesting. Hollywood loves to make movies about itself. I don't know if you've seen Mank, the film that got, 10 Academy Award nominations?
Right.
That's about the making of Citizen Kane and the screenwriter. So Hollywood loves to navel gaze. But we'll see. I there's so many films out there, and some of these guys who made the original movie, both Dustin Hoffman and John Voight are still around, but of course they're in their 80s now. Yeah, I can see it, but we'll see what Hollywood thinks.
Well, it would be hard to bring the character that Dustin played because he died in the movie, but of course Hollywood is Hollywood. You know what I never understood, though, Glenn, and I'm glad it happened, but I never understood it, is that, you have songs like Gene Pitney's The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and they never used it in the movie, and it actually talks about the character in the movie. This song, Everybody's Talking by Nielsen, had nothing to do with really mentioning the movie.
Well, it doesn't directly, but John Schlesinger, the director, edited the film to the rhythms of this song and then decided to use it for the movie itself because he felt it captured a certain enigmatic, poignant quality inside the mind of Joe Buck. I mean, this is basically Joe Buck's story, the John Voight character, the Texas guy. And Everybody's Talking sort of helps explain what's going on, his search for a home, his search for meaning in his own life, without being too literal. And I think it works beautifully. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it captures the enigma of the movie, the depth of it, and everybody remembers it. So as you say, it's memorable, but also it is meaningful.
Well, Glenn, I have to admit that I cannot think, and I've been in the music business a long time, I cannot even imagine any other song that would be more applicable than that song. I don't know what it is. It's like toast and jam, you know what I'm saying? It just works.
It's like capturing, magic in a bottle.
Right.
I mean, it just, yes, it really did. And Schlesinger was very wise to hang on to it. They looked around for other songs. Bob Dylan gave him a song. Joni Mitchell gave him a ballad of Midnight Cowboy. Leonard Cohen, they all wanted in. But Schlesinger stuck to Everybody's Talking, because it just captures something that you can't even put into words. But when you think of that song, you think of that movie, and vice versa.
No doubt. Well, the book is out right now called Shooting Midnight Cowboy. It's penned by our guest, very talented Glenn Frankel. He also had The Searchers and High Noon. And Glenn, what's the next book on the agenda, my friend?
I've been fooling around with a number of things. The pandemic sort of set me back for a while because I can't get out and about. But I'm thinking about Billy Wilder's film The Apartment, which was one of the great comedy dramas of the early 60s and at the dawn of women's liberation and women in the workplace. We'll see, Ron, but I think that may be the way I'm going.
Okay, well, anytime you want to come back and talk about that book, if and when it comes out, or one in the past, please let me know. You're a very talented man, and I enjoy speaking with you, and I wish you much, much luck with Shooting Midnight Cowboy.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Glenn Frankel has been our guest. I love that movie. I love that song. Classic that came out, believe it or not, in 1969. 52 years ago on May 25th of this year. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo.
That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. He is quite a man, I got to tell you. He is a terrific actor, whether he's on one side of the pond or the other. He's, of course, been seen in film, television, stage work, and he's going to be talking about something very special today. Joining us right now is actor Tim Murphy. Hi, Tim. How are you? Welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've been on with us.
Thanks very much, Ron.
And I learned something today. This was a double whammy. Not only did I get a chance to talk to a great actor, but I did not know, and I knew there was a reason I was happy this morning when I got up, that it's National Irish Whiskey Day, kicking off a celebration. Tell us how this got started and how you got involved with it, Tim.
Well, you know, it's a celebration of the Irish culture and, you know, the great influence Irish has throughout the world, and what better way to celebrate it than with a glass of Irish whiskey, which that's how I'll celebrate it with my family and friends. I'll drink a glass of McConnell's Irish whiskey, legendary Irish whiskey that's making its comeback after 100 years.
Why is it taking so long to make this comeback? I know that, of course, and this was really, I didn't realize this. This all started in 1776 with the McConnell family of Belfast. But then, of course, in the early 20th century with Prohibition and everything else. Why is it taking it so long to be on the front line?
It was like, as you said, it was established in 1776, and then it had that big fire in the 1900s,
right.
You know, demolished Billerini, it had to come back and get established again, and then Prohibition wiped it out, you know, so it went dead and dormant for a while, until they decided, oh, now is a good time, maybe, because with the great interest in Irish whiskey these days, it's a huge market, a big selling market right now, and the millennials themselves have, you know, discovered the different varieties of Irish whiskey because of its drinkability and versatility. It mixes great with cocktails and also on the rocks and even as neat or anything, you know. It's aged, McConnell specifically is aged for 5 years in these hand-picked oak casks, and it's a lovely blend of Irish malts and Irish grain whiskey. So it's a beautiful whiskey.
It's a shame, Tim, as I hate to throw the bottle out after it's used. It's really a beautiful bottle. It's got this metal tag on it, almost like a dog tag. I mean, it's done very, very well. It'll look great on my bar, I want you to know. I don't know how long it's going to stay there full, but it'll look great on the bar.
We can send you another one, don't worry.
Okay, good. As long as there's a stockpile someplace. Tell us about hashtag share your comeback, because this is an opportunity, and I hope, I don't know, maybe I'm not available for it because we know each other, but this is a great opportunity to have a private testing hosted by you.
That's correct. I mean, you know, Irish storytelling itself, you know, it's part of the soul of the Irish, and, you know, McConnell's Irish whiskey, one of the oldest Irish whiskies, is a great comeback story from being established in 1776, as I said, to be destroyed by fire in 1909 and coming back again and then wiped out by Prohibition, you know, in the 1920s in America. And it's in that spirit we're asking people to share their comeback story. And, you know, what a better time than just after this horrible pandemic of the year. I'm sure that so many comeback stories to tell. And what they should do is go online to the website at McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com to find out any information they need in entering the competition. How they would do that, it obviously is they would take their own, videotape their own comeback story, and then they would go online, attach their link of the video. Then our judges will decide the top five entries, and they'll put it up on the website at, you know, McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com. Then that will be given out to the public to judge and to decide who they think is the best story, and the winner will get a night for two, all expenses paid, in L.A., going to an event with me and drinking McConnell's Irish whiskey. So it should be fun, you know.
That would be a ball. It really would. Now, when are the winners chosen?
When are the winners chosen? I'm not too sure of the exact date, but I'm sure if they go to the website, right, they will find out. And the website, again, is McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com, where they can find out all the details.
Tim, you have been a mainstay in this business for a long time with the Netflix comedy Grace and Frankie, True Detective, The Last Man on Earth, The Damnation, Criminal Minds. You've been seen on NCIS LA, and you played a lot of roles that were like being the villain. Is it fun being a villain? I would love to be a villain. Of course, people on my staff think I am a villain, so I guess I'm practicing every day.
I love it.
But is it tough to be a villain, or is it fun?
No, it's great fun being a villain. You know, you basically have to go into it thinking you're better than anyone else. So, you know, it's and most villains do. They're big egos and stuff. So I get that in the back of my mind. Obviously, me as a person, I don't think I'm better than anyone. I think we're all equal. But to play a villain, you basically have to think you're better than other people. It's way different than me in reality, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Going back to the whiskey for a second, I'm always in awe of people who are connoisseurs of liquors. And I have to be very candid. I tasted this. And boy, is it smooth. I mean, you could really have a great evening with this. And I'm sure, and when you get to the party out there in L.A., you, the couple and yourself will have just that. I mean, it is a very smooth, smooth texture to it. And, you know, that's fantastic.
It really has. I mean, I think the same. It's very smooth. It's, you know, traditionally, to be an Irish whiskey, it has to be made in Ireland. And it has to be fully distilled in Ireland. And it's aged in these oak wooden casks for 3 years. Now, McConnell's is aged for 5 years, so that makes it even smoother, and, you know, it's a lovely blend of Irish malt and Irish grain.
Yeah, and the 5 years is, I think, a terrific time. I mean, that's almost perfect, because sometimes if you wait too long, you kind of want to break into the barrel, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Hopefully you're parked with the turf.
You don't want to wait too long. It's McConnellIrishWhiskey.com. To go there to learn more about the hashtag Share Your Comeback contest, which, if you win, you will have an all-expense trip ticket for two, is it, Tim?
For two, to L.A., yeah.
And to have a great evening with Irish whiskey and one of the great actors of our time, Tim Murphy. Tim, I believe, as I said in the introduction, that this might be the first time you've been on our show. You're a terrific talent, and I hope that one day soon you'll rejoin us, okay?
I totally enjoyed it and love to be back.
And we're going to enjoy a very nice, quiet evening here at my home this evening with McConnell's Irish whiskey. We're going to be celebrating the green.
I love it.
Thanks, Tim. We'll look forward to having you back, my friend.
Have a good one.
I tell you, a very interesting man and a talented man and a very good-tasting Irish whiskey, McConnell's Irish whiskey. Stick around. We don't want you to go anywhere because there's a lot more show to come. You're listening to Ron Sedgy live all across the USA and around the world, and we'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. T-R-A-C-G-R-A-B-B-E-R.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. T-R-A-C-G-R-A-B-B-E-R.
Go there.
there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include singer Ronnie McDowell, actor Kevin Makeley, who stars as Randy Macho Man Savage on the TV show Young Rock, actor and producer and singer John Schneider, Dr. Carlos Nunez, country singer T.G. Shepherd, author Glenn Frankel, and actor Tim Murphy. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. But until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.